All the listeners love this segment. I'm Wendy in for Lisa. This is sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com. Can I start with Kevin today?
Well, this is, I always go last. You always forget about me and go last with me.
Well, I decided to go first. Are you not ready today?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Were you a fan of the Bad Bunny halftime performance?
Yeah, it was fun. It was festive. It was entertaining. And yes.
Bob, Mary, did you guys like the Bad Bunny?
Yes, and I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, I liked it. It wasn't the best ever, but I liked it.
Were you watching the Kid Rock performance instead, Mary?
No, absolutely not.
And darn it, I used to love All Summer Long. That was one of my favorite tunes.
You know, all the sugar cane costumes?
Yeah, that was what I was blown away by.
Yeah, and those were like people dressed as the sugar canes because it helped them get the props out there and get the whole
stage set up.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the grass people.
Yeah, the grass people, exactly. Some of those sugarcane grass costumes have made it to eBay.
Oh, boy.
The whole getup, everything.
They didn't get to keep them?
I think they did get to keep them, and some people are cashing in on it.
Gotcha.
It sounds like they were paid for their, you know, for their work in setting up the halftime show. One of the costumes up for sale on eBay for $5,000. That seems like a pretty good deal. I mean, that's part of history, you know?
For a piece of grass?
Well, I mean,
well,
not
it's a
any
costume,
grass.
I mean, but
that's a great conversation starter
wear that
at home.
For many Halloweens.
Somebody comes into your house and say, look at the sugar cane. That's from Bad Bunny's halftime show.
Mary, you so make them and sell them for $5,000 and say that you got them from the halftime.
What are they made of?
I don't know, but they did a great job. It was funny. You know, watching it live, you had no idea. I didn't know until the next day.
No clue.
Right. I didn't know until, I don't know, either after Bridget was showing me pictures, she started laughing. She goes, those were people dressed as sugar canes, because then people took a closer look.
Jim saw faces, and I'm like,
see,
yeah,
I didn't see them. Yeah,
I didn't either.
I think some people were able to spot it. I thought the whole performance was great. I had really never listened to Bad Bunny before that, other than, I don't know. You just hear it sometimes, right? He's one of the most popular artists. I thought it was a fun halftime show. They did a great job with it. And if you want to bring home the sugarcane grass costume, head to eBay.com.
I will look for it.
That's where the bids are now at $5,000.
At five, right.
They could go up.
I mean, who knows where this is going to go, Bob.
Who's going to pay more than $5,000? Come on.
You know, maybe go in with a little bit of a lowball offer, Bob. Maybe go in at like $2,000 and you can get a great deal on some sugarcane grass costumes.
And I'll wear it to work. Just like we have casual Friday, I'll have sugarcane Friday.
Oh, that'd be awesome, Bob.
Mary, what about you?
Oh, my story.
I'm going completely out of order.
Yeah, screwing us up here. When you guys think of Cardi B, what do you think of? Kevin.
Who? Cardi B.
Doesn't she do all that kind of stuff?
Does she do that?
Is that her or somebody else?
What was that?
She does. She makes sound effects.
Cardi B. Come on, you guys. Bob.
I think of that time she was on Jerry Seinfeld. She was on Between Two Ferns with Jerry Seinfeld. That was funny.
She was on Between Two Ferns?
Yes. Don't you guys...
Not Jerry Seinfeld.
What?
Jerry Seinfeld was on there and so was she.
Come on, Wendy.
What? She's got a... Big
yes.
old butt.
Yes. Hello.
Oh.
She's got a bob.
Well, no.
A big old butt.
A booty.
Okay.
Okay. So now Cardi B has decided to remove more of her butt implants.
Oh, goodness.
She has butt implants?
How much are those going for on eBay?
Kevin?
I didn't know that.
You thought that was real?
I didn't take a close enough look,
Kevin.
You perverts. I didn't look, okay?
You can't miss it.
Hello. Okay, so you guys
know
who Kehlani is? I don't know. That's a singer, I guess. Mm-mm. So they were performing together, and she made some comment about to Cardi B about her behind. And Cardi B got to thinking she's going to take some more out, because I guess she had some removed before. I don't know when. But anyway, she was 21 when she got these biopolymer injections. They're silicone-based filters, not approved by the FDA. They cost like $800. And she said it was her injection operation was performed in the basement, in a basement in Queens.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, not good. She said it was very painful. But anyway, she's having some little butt removal.
Boy, that's going to be so different for her when she's sitting down.
She's got four kids now, too.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
All right. When you look at Kim Kardashian's butt, Kevin, do you think that's real?
Yeah, come on.
I didn't know it was such a real thing. That,
yeah. They're implants.
Yeah.
You got your front implants and your back ends.
I don't need implants.
No, thanks.
I got my own.
No, thank you.
All right, Bob.
Did you know that we're in the middle of one of the largest human migrations?
No.
That happens every year in China. It's Chinese New Year's, actually, today. And it's called Chunyun. It is, to put it in context, considered Thanksgiving plus Christmas plus spring break all happening at once in an entire country.
Wow.
So in China, roughly 2 to 3 billion trips over the 40-day period around Chinese New Year. Today's the main Chinese New Year day. Year of the Horse, people travel hundreds or thousands of miles back to their hometowns, most of them on trains. 50 to 60 million people, by comparison, in the U.S. are traveling, so 2 to 3 billion, so many orders of magnitude more. People will stand for 18 to 30 hours straight on trains.
Wow.
That are so crowded.
Oh, boy.
The wildest part I was reading is hardly anyone complains. It's a shared understanding that everyone's just trying to get home to celebrate the new year. They don't get a lot of time off, and so this is a big deal. Chinese New Year, Chenyun, it is the largest human migration wave. It'll kick back in the migration in another 5 days from now.
Year of the Horse, you said?
Year of the Horse.
Symbolizing freedom, speed, and intelligence, this year favors bold risks and rapid changes, although it often brings intense, volatile, and challenging circumstances that test endurance. Uh-oh. We'll see what happens. Well,
I mean, you could say that about any year.
Yeah, I know. I don't even really believe in any of this, but I think I was born. I think I'm the year of the rabbit. I'm not really sure. All right. Well, thank you for that. I love this newsroom soundcheck. It's sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com. And Bob Kessler has your news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then I think I met the male version of me. It's going to be an interesting story. I'm sure you'll want to hear it. Stay tuned. It's 720 WGN.